Welcome to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Breakfast Bite on this Thursday morning, the 27th of August, 2020. Andrew May is with you for the next half an hour as we run you through the latest in the world of sport. And there is plenty happening across the racing and sporting world. All the winners from the Scobie Breezy Medal Night last night. That in just a second. Let's start with the main event from last night. Tim Zhu becoming the undisputed best boxer in Australia by knocking off Jeff Horn by TKO after eight rounds.
And downstairs again goes Zhu. Those body shots are brutal.
Give us a minute.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course he's stopping it.
They've stopped the fight.
Of course they have.
And he's an all-new Zhu. And now he's a superstar.
He is indeed. More from both camps in just a second. Meanwhile, in the footy world yesterday, Joe Danaher, he exists. He's set to play this week. Isn't that good news?
Obviously, we had a little setback with his calf injury a month ago. We would have been at this point a little bit earlier. Joe's been working his backside off to get himself back to reignite his footy career.
John Worsfold there speaking yesterday. And in the A-League last night, the grand finalists have been confirmed. A 2-0 win for Melbourne City over Western United.
Goal and probably game and grand final for Melbourne City.
They'll take on Sydney FC after they won the ladder match last night. We'll bring you the reaction from Eric Mombert. First season as coach, first season into a grand final. It's been a fantastic performance from them. All the medal winners as well from last night's Racing Victoria Awards coming your way next on The Breakfast Bite.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Don't forget, after 6 this morning, the Breakfast Club returns. Plenty to come on the show as well. Jessica Hull, Australian 5,000-metre runner, will chat to us after she made an absolute statement in her first race back since the COVID shutdown. Magnificent performance to break the Australian record by almost 4 seconds. So she might be on her way to big things, especially with an Olympics 12 months away. The early mail before 7 o'clock, then after 7 this morning, Brad Johnson, Doggies legend, to join us. The Craig Lowndes will join us as well, head of the V8 Supercars in Townsville this weekend. Grime Myers from the Cats, Caleb Daniel from the Western Bulldogs, and Chris Rogers. Looking forward to chatting to him later today. Coach of the Victorian cricket team. That announcement coming through yesterday. Don't forget, after 8:30 this morning, Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate. I'm sure he'll speak to a couple of the winners from last night's Racing Victoria Awards. And then after that as well, RSN Central with Gareth Hall on a Thursday. Always a massive show on a Thursday as we build up to another big weekend. First Group 1 meeting of the season in Melbourne. Ramsey Stakes Gate. It's going to be an absolute ripper at Caulfield. Can't wait for that. Let's head to the main event from last night, though. Tim Zhu winning after eight rounds. Jeff Horn's team throwing in the towel. His trainer almost had to protect him from himself last night. Jeff Horn, who didn't know whether he wanted to go on or not. And then Glenn Rushton saying enough's enough after the eighth. Let's have a listen to Tim Zhu after the win.
I just want to let everyone know that my name's Tim, not the son.
We know. We know.
Look, all respect to Jeff. He's achieved so much. He's given Australia this platform. It's an honour to set out an event like this stadium with another fellow Australian. All respect to Jeff again. He was a tough competitor. But look, this is a young man's sport, and I was better this night.
That was probably as big an improvement curve as we have seen from you in between fights. Do you agree?
Look, I said, give me competition, someone that can test me, and, you know, it's sink or swim. And I'm not going to sink. I'm here to swim, and I'm here to fly the flag for Australia and represent every one of these people here in Townsville, all over Australia, Russia, мои русские люди, everyone all around the world, because I want the real world title straps around my waist soon.
Tim Zhu there speaking last night. We'll hear from Jeff Horn later in the Breakfast Bite. Let's head to the other action from last night. It was Melbourne City, 2-0 winners over Western United, finishing their fairy tale first win in, or first run in the season. A 2-0 win, so Melbourne City head to the grand final. Sydney FC came out with the same scoreline after an absolute nightmare goalkeeping error from Liam Reddy last night. So Sydney FC also won 2-0 over Perth Glory. So the top two teams, it's fair enough. After all this, it's taken 10 months. Sydney FC will play Melbourne City in the A-League Grand Final on Sunday at 6:30 at Bankwest Stadium. Let's hear from the successful manager last night, Eric Mombeer, after the win.
Yes, I think so. In the first half, we didn't play enough well. We had a lack of aggressiveness to regain the ball high, and also I want also to congratulate Western United because they defended also well. They were also well organized defensively. It was difficult to have a calm and to break their defensive block. So it was difficult.
Footy news now. We'll bring you the team changes a little later in the Breakfast Bite. But first, you heard John Worsfold off the top. Good news is, a couple of weeks ago, John Worsfold said maybe we'll have a coronavirus vaccine around the same time that Joe Danaher makes his return. Well, maybe the vaccine's on its way because he's back. Joe Danaher yesterday announced by the Essendon coach that he'll be playing this week.
He's enjoyed being up here with the guys. He's been really positive around everyone. He's been working extremely hard, but supporting a lot of the younger players that have been getting some opportunities this year. So it's just been good to have him around in this full-time environment. Because of his program, you know, up until we moved up here, we didn't actually spend a lot of time around Joe because he was in a different training group. Obviously, Joe knows the club. Wants him to stay. We'd love him to play out his whole career at the Essendon Footy Club. But there's going to be a new coach next year, and those discussions are going to be more heavily involved with Ben and list management group going forward. But obviously it rests with Joe's desires mainly.
So very good news there for Essendon. Maybe he will see him in the black and red next year as well. Let's have a listen to what he had to say about Dyson Heppel as well, speaking yesterday.
Dyson, he's, you know, just itching to be back out there playing with the guys. So whether that's in another two or three games, we don't know yet. We'll just keep progressing him.
So I'll wait and see on the Essendon captain. It's a good night of footy tonight. Hawthorn playing Essendon as an entree to Richmond and West Coast. We'll bring you the team changes, all the team changes, a little later in the Breakfast Bite. Let's head to the racing world now, where Damien Oliver, an incredible achievement, claiming his 11th Scobie Breasley medal last night. Let's have a listen to what he had to say after yet another win as the best jockey in Victoria.
Oh, yes, very, very shiftily. They're all in their pyjamas and Trish had her best onesie on. And I started to smell a bit of a rat, actually, when I noticed the lounge room was a little bit spruced up. And but quite a shock, I must admit.
Congratulations. It's hard to believe when you won the first that you'd be still going so strong, mate, an 11th. Compare what you were thinking when you won the first compared to now.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I can barely remember it, but I can remember, you know, winning an award in honour of such a legend like Scobie you know, sharing some great times with him. Of course, I was a lot younger then and didn't have a beautiful family I have here with us today. You know, I'm still really excited and thrilled to be still winning one and, you know, so late in my career.
Amazing performance. His first Scobie Breasley medal in 1996, and he now has 11 in the cabinet. It's a pretty full cabinet as well for Damien Oliver. What a special jockey he is. Let's head to Chris Waller now. He spoke after Australia's sprinting superstar Nature Strip was named Victorian Racehorse of the Year, receiving 62 votes, just edging out Lise Crusoe, the Cox Plate winner from last year.
It's a great privilege Yeah, what a horse. I've been lucky enough to be training a few good ones over the past few years, but this horse certainly takes it to a new level, the way he races, and it gets the people talking. And, wow, how consistent he's become over the last year, and it's been a privilege to be a part of his success. You've seen Winx race. She used to get back, and you used to basically close your eyes and say, how can she make up that ground? But with Nature Strip, it's the complete opposite. You see him go, and at the halfway point, basically every sprint is travelling pretty well, and then he starts to bridge that bridge the gap between the line and the winning post. And fortunately, the gap between him and the horses doesn't seem to change a lot. So yeah, he's a hard one to chase. They get tired chasing him. And there's a fine line with overdoing it with him as well. But James has certainly worked out the key. And great team behind me. Certainly have got the best out of this horse. And obviously he's had some good wins with other trainers as well. But I'm lucky to be training him now as a mature racehorse.
So Nature Strip, the Victorian Racehorse of the Year, as Damien Oliver claims his 11th Scobie Breasley medal. I'm sure Michael Felgate will have a lot more after 8.30 on all the award winners from last night. Let's head now to a little bit of overseas news, where the Australian cricket team has landed in England ahead of their ODIs and T20s against the Poms. Aaron Finch was asked a couple of different questions yesterday, which is nice because he seems to have had the same press conference for about the last 2 or 3 months. He spoke about his test future and what his ambitions are and if he thinks he can get back into that test arena.
I don't think it's realistic to play test cricket again. I think just based on, well, two things. The amount of opportunity there's going to be to play four-day cricket and force a claim, I think, is going to be really limited. And also the young batters that are coming through, there's some seriously good players in Australia, some great, especially top-order batters. The talent depth is really, really strong at the moment. So, I don't think that's an opportunity, to be honest.
What's Aaron Finch also looking for in this ODI series against the best team in the world in the 50-over format?
And one-day cricket, we haven't been where we need to be in the world rankings and we haven't been as consistent. So this is just another step to growing our team, leading, sort of working back from the 2023 50-over World Cup. So obviously we want to win. Goes without saying. But as long as we keep improving as a team and improving as players, I think that will hold us in good stead going forward.
Aaron Finch there speaking last night. Let's take a break. On the other side of this, we'll come back with a little bit more reaction from the Jeff Horn fight. All the team news ahead of tonight's 2 footy matches as the AFL returns. Some live NBA and golf from yesterday as well. And all the action from the NRL and the supercars ahead of another big weekend in the north.
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
And Murray says let's slow things down. And what a matchup here between these two superstars. Murray, a step back, long two, got it.
Jamal Murray there for the Nuggets, 117 to 107 yesterday. So Utah leading that series 3-2, but Denver fighting back yesterday. The other game yesterday was the Clippers, 154 against the Mavericks, 111. LA lead that series 3-2, and the Bucks and the Magic to go head-to-head a little later on this morning. Milwaukee leading that series 3-1. Just one more win needed to close it out. The Rockets face the Thunder 8-30. That series tied it 2-2. The Lakers and the Trailblazers. Portland had a good start to this series, but LA now leading 3-1. That tip-off is at 11 o'clock this morning. So all the NBA action coming your way today there. Let's head to the supercars. Scott Pye spoke ahead of this week in Townsville. It's going to be a little different to up in Darwin.
At a place like Darwin, when you make a mistake in qualifying and you put yourself back a little bit, even just eighth, it means that you're going to have a tougher day because tyre degradation there, the tyre wear was quite low, so strategy didn't play as much of a part. At a place here like Townsville, tyre wear is really high, so even with a bad qualifying, you can come up with an alternate strategy and try and get yourself back to the front. So I think the racing here is going to be really exciting.
A little bit of golf now as we build up to the BMW Championship this weekend, which is going to be massive on the PGA Tour. The field down to 70 after the rest were cut after the first week of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Meanwhile, if you lose the first, or you get cut from the FedEx Cup Plus, you just go play Champions Tour. That's what Phil Mickelson did. His first ever start in the Champions Tour, and this is what he did.
And with a par, Phil Mickelson becomes the 20th debut winner in the history of the PGA Tour Champions.
22 under the card. You've got to be over 50 to play on this tour. He is, and takes home his share of $3 million. So nice little week for Phil, considering he missed out earlier in the week on the main tour, and then just heads to the Champions Tour and delivers. So well done to Phil Mickelson. Amazing to see his consistency still at the age of 50. To the NRL world now, it was the worst-kept secret of all time, Anthony Seibold stepping down yesterday. Let's hear from the former Broncos coach as he fronted the media.
Ultimately, you know, I get judged on what happens on the field. And you know, with regards to the off-field stuff, I can't control the narrative in the media. I can't control you know, some things that are said across social media. But I can control the football team. And ultimately, we haven't got the results on the scoreboard, so I take responsibility for that. And I thought it was best for both the Broncos and myself that we, you know, we separate and I stand down.
What was the final straw, Steve, that made you decide to go to the board?
Well, I think the final straw was hopping back on a plane from Sydney when I wanted to be with my daughter.
Anthony Seibold speaking yesterday. The Broncos CEO, Paul White, had this to say after he was criticised for his tenure, 10 years at the top of the Broncos as the CEO. He's gone through four coaches as well.
It's not a dictatorship, Ben. I mean, I don't make the decision. Yeah, exactly. I'm the CEO, but I don't make that decision on my own. Whether you're winning or losing, you're accountable for those. It means, you know, not tapping out when things get tough. It means getting in behind your coach.
Getting in behind your coach. Didn't seem like a lot of that happening at the Broncos over the last couple of months, that's for sure. Just in case you've just woken up, a few of the results from last night. Damien Oliver taking home his 11th Scobie Breasley medal, an amazing performance, and his longevity continues. Fantastic to see him take home the award. I'm sure Michael Felgate will catch up with him after 8:30 this morning. To the boxing world, it was an eighth round TKO. So we have a new king of Australian boxing, Tim Zhu, defeating Jeff Horn. And in the A-League last night, 2-0 results in both semi-finals. Melbourne City are through to the A-League Grand Final with a 2-0 win over Western United. And Sydney FC are also through to another Grand Final, 2-0 over Perth Glory. That match to take place, the Grand Final, finally, at 6:30 on Sunday night. Before we head to the footy, let's hear from Jeff Horn, now the beaten man, after last night's bout.
Is it one fight too many, Jeff Horn?
Oh, look, Tim was young, hungry. He's an absolute champion, so I can't put anything past him. He's an absolute legend, so hopefully all of Australia can support him now. He now is the number one in Australia. He wasn't before this, he was saying he was, but he's certainly earned it now, and he's an absolute champion, and he can fly that flag very proudly for Australia.
How good is he?
He's very good. Look, he was on his game tonight. And I wasn't probably on my game, but that was all credit to Tim as well. He was outboxing me out there, and I guess he's got that young blood.
Where to from here, Jeff? Is it time just to go home with the family and have a think?
Yeah, it's just time to go home, give the girls a cuddle. Hey, Joe, Isabel and Charlotte at home, but I'll give them all a big kiss and hug tomorrow.
To the footy world now, two games to come tonight. Hawks play Essendon at 4:40 and then Richmond face the West Coast Eagles. For the Hawks, three changes. Minchington, Gunston and Segler come in for Stratton, Impey and Burgoyne. For the Bombers, the big in, as you heard off the top of the show, Joe Danaher, Andrew Phillips and Carl Hooker also come in. Francis Draper and Bell Chambers are all out. For the Tigers, two players come back into the lineup in Toby Nankervis and Thomson Dow. Looking forward to seeing him make his debut. Maybe a child has been omitted in Sydney Stack injured. Meanwhile, for West Coast, Bailey Williams and Mark Hutchings come in. Jackson Nelson and Oscar Allen both out injured. Bailey Williams, the new player there. Liam Ryan will play his 50th game. Let's have a listen to Adam Simpson on the Tigers and what should be a clash of the heavyweights tonight.
I think both clubs in pretty good form. You know, Richmond, obviously, it's really starting to click for them on the weekend. They plus 40-odd and inside 50s against the Bombers. So we're really aware of what Richmond can do, and I'm sure they're the same with us. So it should be a good game.
That match to take place at Metricon Stadium after West Coast have re-entered the Queensland hub. Damien Hardwick here speaking about the challenge of the Eagles.
Well, I think they're the form side in the comp. I think they've won seven of their last eight. Look, the way they're playing the game is incredibly talented. They use the ball really well. They try and keep the ball off through time in possession. So it's going to be full of challenges, but it's one our boys are looking forward to. You always do look to challenge yourself against the very best, and they are the best at the moment. So our boys will be up for the challenge. We'll give it our best shot, but, like we said, the challenge is firmly in front of us, and we'll see how we are placed against probably the premiership favourites thus far.
Damien Hardwick speaking there yesterday. The news that came through yesterday morning as well was the fact that Nick Vlosten and Dylan Grimes had their staging charges from the MRO cleared by the tribunal. Their written submissions were successful. Here's Damien Hardwick speaking about that situation.
Oh, we're just pleased with the process that we went through, and you know, those guys are very proud men. You know, once again, these things happen in football all the time. You know, I'm not going to be sit there and say, oh, I didn't do it. I certainly staged at various stages as well. It's just something that's prevalent in AFL footy. And, you know, once again, we're just happy with the process that we went through to get those boys cleared at this stage. So it was a positive for us.
They copped plenty of heat, especially Dylan Grimes from social media. Mitch Wallace from the Western Bulldogs had his say about that yesterday.
Disappointing. Like, it's the ugly side of footy, really. But I'm wrapped that Dylan, you know, took a stand and really is a leader in this. You know, it's happening most days, which is disappointing again, even with our four walls in terms of fans and social media. So I think you've got to front foot it. You've got to wear it on the chin and really be proud of who you are and don't shy away from it. And like you said, Dylan's taking a stand, and I think we're going to follow his footsteps and take a stand when something, you know, is bad. He said about our players, it can be anything, in terms of performance, race or whatever. So I'm glad he's done it. He's definitely paved the way for people to follow him behind him.
Big Friday night up tomorrow between the Western Bulldogs and Geelong. Here's what he had to say about the Cats.
We obviously haven't beaten too many sides up the ladder this year, so it was really important that we matched it to a team that was going quite well, you know, over the last couple of weeks. So to put in the performance we did and to win quite convincingly was a really good confidence boost. But, you know, the ball's in our court now. We're in charge of our own destiny to see what happens in the next month or so and to see if we can be there at the end of the year. The Richmond game, you know, there was a bad patch there, and I think we won the second half. With Port, I thought we controlled most of the game but couldn't convert that in the scoreboard. So we've been there or thereabouts, but as I keep saying, the consistency thing across the four quarters, it's a big challenge this week because Geelong, I think, are, you know, probably one or two or three teams that are the hot favourites to take it out this year. So we'll definitely find out where we're at. And if we apply ourselves for the four quarters and have a really consistent effort from across the 22 players, we're every chance to get a good result.
Mitch Wallace there speaking yesterday. That's it for the Breakfast Spy. Don't forget the Breakfast Club up next. Racing Pulse from 8:30 and RSN Central from 10:30. A big morning on RSN.